Welcome to the Inner Side Radio Network with me, Norton Scooter, tearing the lid off the Zionist radio conspiracy right here in Houston, Texas. I'll be having a special guest this evening. Oh, I think that's him on the phone right now. Inner Side Radio, you're on the air with Norton Scooter.
This is Joe Paul with Dow Chemical. How are you?
Hi. What's on your mind, Joe?
Well, I heard, you know, about this this new show, and I want to propose a show for my company, Dow Chemical. We'd call it the Dow Brothers Chemical Hour, or the Chemical Brothers Dow Hour. You know, we have some names we're kicking around.
All right.
But we want to, educate people about our company and build some grassroots support. You know, it's not just a big corporation. We've been involved in all sorts of green activities, and I think it'd be good for everybody to know what we're all about.
So it's going to be about clean air, clean water, that kind of thing?
Yeah, clean air, clean water, increasing people's ability to grow crops, helping less developed countries, all that kind of stuff.
So you do work in lesser developed countries then, like Indonesia and places like that?
Oh, yeah, we still do. I mean, you know, we had a chemical that we, you know, placed into production here in the U.S. in 1965 originally under the name of Durzban. And between 1965 and 2001, we were able to use that very effectively in the U.S. And, you know, the EPA then banned it for use in areas where there might be children exposed to it. But we're still able to use it all over the world outside of the U.S. in all kinds of places, households and schools included.
Awesome. But it just kind of tastes funny, huh? Was that the problem?
Well, it has various effects on people, according to the EPA. It's an endocrine disruptor. I don't know if you know what that means. You know, it can do things like, harm your reproductive organs or give you asthma or all sorts of other acute effects that the EPA classified as a moderately toxic. And so they said, we don't want it to be used near where American kids are going to be. And so we're just using it where other kids are going to be.
So this would be a program about positive population control.
Among other things. I mean, you know, our history in the U.S., I don't know if a lot of people are aware of it. You know, we were originally selected to manage the bomb production facility at the Rocky Flats plant in Colorado.
Rocky Flats. It's got a kind of a woodsy sound to it.
Yeah, it's a nice green area, and we have a lot of things that we can share with all sorts of people, you know, lessons from our journey in various spheres of business and industry and agriculture that I think a lot of people would like to know about, and maybe they can use it to grow their own businesses too.
The Dow ceremonies and rituals and so forth?
Well, you know, we have a pretty long-standing connection with all sorts of people, some of them famous people from Texas, including George Bush. Our chairman, Frank Popoff, is a member of the Bohemian Club and the Bohemian Grove, along with Bush, Colin Powell, and Newt Gingrich, and all sorts of other people.
Our good friend Henry Kissinger, I believe, was a big part of...
Yeah, we meet with him regularly in California there in Bohemian Grove.
I think he's
every year.
I think he's actually on the board.
Yep.
Yeah, I see him on Charlie Rose all the time. I love Charlie Rose.
Henry's is a very distinguished gentleman who's led the U.S. into all sorts of great things.
So we're trying to put forth a positive outlook about the Dow people.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't want people to think that this is a stretch, and I don't like for us to, you know, be blowing our own horn here too much, but I think Dow Chemical is really responsible for the birth of the modern environmental movement, actually. I mean, if you go back to 1962, there was a really good book out called Silent Spring back in those days. It was about the side effects of DDT, which is something we produced. And that really led to the birth of many of today's environmental action groups.
And the Green Revolution itself.
Yeah. I mean, it's really all down to Dow Chemical.
It's like putting a tent on the camel's nose.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of other stuff that we contributed to developing countries. I mean, you know, who before Union Carbide had heard of Bhopal? You know, we put that place on the map.
How did that turn out anyway?
The 120,000 Bhopal residents who require lifelong care, well, they got $500 each as a settlement, and that's, as he said back in 2002, plenty of money for an Indian.
As Barbara Bush would say, hey, you're better off than you were before.
Exactly. I mean, I when I heard her made those comments in that helicopter as she flew over Houston talking about the Katrina migrants, I sympathized.
It makes your heart go all a Cheney.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we had her on our board. Maybe
you never know; she may be pulling some strings.
She could be.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to get together with the program council, and if they agree with me, I'll listen to them.
Yeah, and you know what? We'd be happy to provide the station with all of the toxic, fertilizers and had pesticides, whatever you need to green the place up, we'd be happy to provide that free of charge.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. Joe Paul from Dow Chemical. Looking forward to the radio program.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Hope to be on the air with you soon.
Actually, that wasn't our scheduled guest. The phone line seemed to be open. We're here tonight to talk about the problems with giving regular airtime directly to government agencies like... Oh, wait. Here's our guest calling in right now. Hold on. Interside Radio Network. This is Norton Scooter.
Hello. This is Stephen Squirrel calling from the Central Intelligence Agency Special Media Division, wondering if I might put forward a program proposal for your radio station. If it's not too bold of me, given your penchant for whiny, liberal, pacifist diatribes between your endless musical litany of anti-American treasonous music from guitar Taliban terrorists like Roy Zimmerman and James McMurtry and Rage Against the Machine. As a matter of issue, your radio station projects an internal, if not 24/7, internalized, enigmatic conundrum with its own rage issues. In fact, you seem to be enraged about everything. You can't seem to control yourself. Maybe you should smoke one of your marijuana cigarettes and calm down every now and then. Perhaps I could arrange for a visit to a psychiatrist or something, if I may interject a peaceful roadmap to sanity, as if anyone ever listens to me.
Excuse me.
Or are you too busy?
Excuse me. I believe you were calling about a program proposal.
Oh, yes. Well, my agency has asked me to contact you about a regular CIA program. Perhaps Intelligent Voices or Connect the Dots or...
That name's already taken here.
Well, then how about perhaps a Radio Infiltration or The Shadow Knows? Has anyone ever used that one for a radio program?
That kind of rings a bell.
By the way, we're going to have to keep this conversation covert for the time being, you see, because we're not down with that transparency thing like the kids are saying these days.
You do realize that this is live on the air. Don't you? This is the studio number. Well, maybe he'll get back to us. Actually, that wasn't our scheduled guest. The phone line seemed to be open. We're here tonight to talk about the problems with giving regular airtime directly to government agencies like the Israeli consulate. All right, hold on a minute. It says right here that the Reverend Wright Benson is waiting to go on the air. Reverend Benson, you're on the air with Scooter. This is the Interside Radio Network.
Well, I've been listening to your radio station there in Houston, and I find a lot of the programming there is satanic in nature, and I am concerned about that, and I am seeking to persuade you, with the help of the Lord, of course, to broadcast some material that would lead people to salvation and away from the most horrible, sinful ways imaginable. There's a problem with the music. There's a problem with failure to judge people who have been convicted of heinous crimes, including sex crimes. And actually, you have some sex criminals on the air. You've got some perverts that are known and apparently proud to be perverts, which is an anathema unto the Lord and good Americans. And in addition to that, you've got programs discussing perversion among men and women without reading and adhering to Acts of the Apostles and other scriptures in the Bible that we all agree on would say those things are abomination unto the Lord. It is even beginning to affect my grandchildren. I watch my grandchildren. I have twins. Grandchildren. They're 6 years old. And I was watching the other day while they were bathing, and their little things got unnaturally excited, and I'm sure that is caused by listening to your radio station. And I watched them very carefully, and they touched themselves in unseemable ways, and little children shouldn't do that. They should only be touched by older people who know how to touch them, like myself, of course.
But the perversion is that's part of our bottom line and the draw of the radio station. I'm talking about our pervert demographic.
You've actually got perverts in. No. If you did not feed that, it would not exist. You know the main thing about programming radio, if you don't broadcast material that encourages that kind of perversion, there would be no perversion in your audience, and you would be able to get into heaven.
So you're talking about actually producing an image in some person's mind of two young children in a bathtub, things like that.
I don't think you can avoid doing that with the programming you now have.
The way I understand, you're looking for a regular program
No, you've got to understand that when it comes to controversial and conflicting ideas, you must put blinders on your listeners' ears. It's true of politics and international affairs and all that perversion we've been talking about.
So what sort of programming are we talking about?
One-sided program. Your radio station must never deviate from putting out one-sided program. Only one issue. One side of an issue can ever be considered. If you put out conflict, you confuse the people, and in the case of this perversion, you make them touch themselves in unseemly ways.
And this is Mr. Benson. Is it Focus on
Pastor the Family? Pastor Benson. Focus on the Family.
Focus on the Family. Thank you very much
for your appreciate your attention, and may the Lord of Heaven be with you.
I can feel him. I can feel it.
Be careful.
Okay. And speaking of leading the listeners astray, please, this is not a call-in radio program. We're here to evaluate the scandal or wisdom of a regular program by the Israeli consulate on the Interside Radio Network and its parent station in Houston. And hopefully this is our guest on the line. Hi, this is Norton Scooter from the Interside Radio Network. You're on the air.
My name is Coretta Seville, and I work for the local district attorney's office. And, I just have some concerns that I would really like to share, and I think they really belong on your station.
Well, we're all about free speech, so tell us what's on your mind.
Okay. Well, first, let me tell you, I've been at the DA's office for 2 years. I'm really tired of all these anti-death penalty shows on the radio station. You know, I mean, we have stories to tell. We want to put a human face on the death penalty here in Texas. I do have an idea for a show, if I can tell you about it. I won't take too long.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have had ideas for shows lately, so for all means.
I understand you have your anti-death penalty stuff on there, so I think it's only fair that we have a pro-death penalty show. And so we're going to call it Hang 'em High, and what we were thinking is that we would broadcast from the execution sites, like in Huntsville, for example, and a lot of the local churches, you know, they go up there for that. So we thought, you know, they could barbecue, they could raise money, you know, and they could pray and do, you know, stuff. And you know, really share why they believe that this is the right thing to do and that God wants us to, you know, to seek justice for him.
That God wants us to pray on people.
Okay, well, I mean, I think you know, I work for the state of Texas. I work for this community, and it's my job. It is my duty to protect everybody from all these dangerous people out there. And, you know, the death penalty just sends a message, and I think your station really needs to start listening to what the rest of us have to say.
Well, look, we'll take this into consideration, and so Hang 'em High.
Yeah, Hang 'em High, and like I said, we want to get different community groups involved that support the death penalty, like, you know, for example, different churches and civic centers, a lot of the homeowners associations, they have outings and things that they go to. And, you know, they can bring attention to their issues as well. I mean, we're really open to hear what other people, what, you know, other people's views and stuff. But this one thing we can definitely come together is, you know, is executing dangerous criminals.
You know, it's too bad it's not a TV station.
I know. You know, back in the old days, whenever they used to, it was public, you know, they would have the hangings in the square and the whole community would come out and they'd make an example out of them, and all those children in that audience, they'd think twice before they grew up to be a dangerous criminal.
I'm not so sure if that's true, because from what I understand in England, whenever they would be hanging people for stealing and all the people would show up, the pickpockets would go around and rob everybody blind.
Well, I'm not talking about England. I'm talking about right here in Texas. You know, we are our own place. We are our own, well, I mean, we're a state, but, you know, we could be a country if we wanted to be. But anyway, we're not talking about England. We're talking about crime prevention right here in Texas, and the only way to do that is to scare these people straight.
All right. Well, thank you for sticking up for Texas culture and the state of Texas. And we really appreciate your input. And we'll definitely be calling you.
I'm proud to do it, and I look forward to having a show on your station. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Phil. This is the Interside Radio Network. My name is Scooter. Can I help you?
Yes, Mr. Scooter. Thank you for taking my call. And it's a long-time listener, first-time caller. And what I've noticed is that you people at that radio station are really, I don't want to say it, but you are doing the work of the devil.
I
have seen this nation slide from my ancestors in the Plymouth Colony, my ancestors who brought order and wisdom, and now we have nothing but iPhones and TV, and the entire nation is falling into the pit of degradation. And I think you would be doing a great service to your listeners if you put me on the air to talk about the evils that are going on in the country today.
Oh, are you talking about a Puritan radio show?
Puritan radio show, going back to the roots of our nation, what our founding fathers envisioned when they wrote the Constitution. I'm talking about this anti-puritanical propaganda that you've been sending out there to innocent people who listen with their ears and then do what you say. And what I'm trying to tell you is that if you put a Puritan radio show on, we can cure the evils in this nation right here and now.
And this would be...
And the fact that you refuse to do it shows me that you are doing the work of the devil.
I do my best, sir.
That's exactly my point. You do your best to do the work of the devil instead of doing God's work, and that's what you need on that program, on that radio station. You need me there 24/7 telling people how it is.
Well,
and your refusal to put me on just proves how evil you are.
The devil.
That you continue to argue with me instead of accepting God's truth when it's presented to you.
We try to serve the voice of the voiceless, sir.
The devil is ruling the world today, and we have to stop it.
And do you feel?
And you are one of his minions.
Do you feel like you have?
You're doing his work.
So you have to come to the Interside Radio.
I feel that I'm wasting my time talking to you. I think that I'm going to have to send my minions down to the station to talk to you in a more forceful way. Thank you very much.
Well, that's very anti-minion. Hello, engineer, board op. Could you keep the line open for the guest and not take don't forward calls in here? Interside Radio Network, this is Scooter. You're on the air. I'm sorry. Asashi Hadula. Okay. And... From the Saudi Arabian embassy, okay. About a radio show, okay. That's the theme for tonight. about women's rights. Women's right in the Middle East. I have it. Okay. And so this is like a feminist. You want to do like a feminist program? So the Saudi Arabian embassy wants to do a feminist show about women's rights in the Middle East. Okay, thank you. All right, we'll be in touch with you soon. Got it. Thank you for your call. And you too. Listeners, I really appreciate all your program suggestions, but that's not really been the point of this evening's program. You know, there was a guy named Samori Marksman at sister station WBAI in New York who broke the color line in a big way, and he put up a sign in the control room that read simply, "Do not lie on the air." And there was another wise man, Howard Zinn, that said, "Governments lie." So that's what I was trying to discuss with my guest this evening before everything went to hell and back. You know, the Interside Radio Network hasn't been infiltrated by evil Zionists from Houston Radio. Our undying commitment to truth has been mocked. And if mockery is not a sin, it should be. We hate being mocked and ridiculed, and we have the right to be unmocked. And hold on, I think our guest has finally gotten through. Hold on. This is Norton Scooter with the Interside Radio Network. You're on the air.
Okay. So my name is Brad Fury. I represent what the community of people that is known as the defense industry. Right. And there's a concern because I've heard a lot of discussion on your station and on your kind of the anti-war propagandists out there. You know what I'm talking about? Like people calling in, they're against war and everything.
It's a common theme here, yes.
Yeah. Here's the issue. They're very misinformed people, bigots, you know, towards the war industry. I think we're taking a bad rap in the defense industry. This is a community of people that is probably the greatest majority of people out there. And I think if I'm hearing you correctly on your station, when you talk about the kind of shows you guys produce, it's you're trying to give a voice to the people, right?
Okay.
A voice to the people that don't have a voice.
Okay.
Yeah. You're giving a voice to the anti-war propagandists out there that are filled with this racism and bigotry, misinformation. And the problem that we've seen is they've been prolonging wars. They've been getting us into wars in some places, creating violence. And I'm not talking about violence or demonstrations. I'm talking about creating violence in homes, domestic violence, creating violence on the playgrounds, creating violence in Afghanistan, you know, in their playgrounds, okay? Creating violence inside caves with the Taliban. I think that there's just a vast vacuum out there that would love to hear the goodness of the community and the people in the defense industry. You know, every race of people has been held down. The defense industry is being held down as well.
So you feel what, discriminated against, or
it's funny. Is this something funny? Did I say something funny?
No, I'm sorry. I had something stuck in my throat.
Let me. I don't think people realize how cool things are. Okay, so let's take a step back. The defense industries. You know, there's a company we have called Raytheon. It's created the Predator, do unarmed operations. We can also launch it with a Hellfire laser guided missile. And so, for instance, at 419 Levitt Boulevard, okay. Latitude 29.743089 with a longitude negative 95.386711. Did you realize that that's the GPS coordinates of 419 Levitt Boulevard?
Well, of course I do. Everybody knows that.
Yeah? Did you know that I got that off of the Google?
Off the Google? Okay.
Okay. Do you also realize, and if you're putting this together, as part of the defense industry, do you realize how much more information I probably have at my hands?
Your point is that you want to put this information on the air? I mean, why? What do you need?
I'm not going to give out GPS coordinates on the air. I'm just saying if you're going to continue on the track you're on, not giving me a show, okay?
But you haven't told me what you want to do with your show. Is this?
We just talk about the goodness and all the great things that are going on. Like, you know, I mean, people don't realize, you know, I mean, there's a lot of talk about collateral damage, right? Like a bomb goes off or a cluster bomb lands in a schoolyard next to, you know, a playground in Iraq, and all the little kids go out and they're playing with their little cluster bombs. Boom, you know. Now you got a little kid with no arms and stuff.
People,
you know,
get emotional.
Probably his dad was killed or something. He's probably a terrorist anyway, but stories about this little kid, he's got no arms, you know, and it's like sad. And nobody realizes that at the other end of the world, you know, there's a guy that built that bomb, a hardworking blue-collar worker, and he's got a daughter, and little Susie. He goes home to little Susie, and he holds her, you know, and she says, "Dad, you built the bomb that there's a kid now that doesn't have arms," okay? That's the kind of information that's out there now. There's no voice talking about little Susie and her two arms. Right? That's the kind of thing that I want to bring to the show. Does that make sense to you, Norton?
It makes sense. It's a very symmetrical Susie. I got it.
Yeah, she's also cute, blonde-haired, blue-eyed.
Okay. That helps. That helps.
Yeah, she'll probably get out of a lot of speeding tickets later in life. You guys are funded upon listener donations.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of listeners that would come to this.
I'm trying to listen.
Yeah.
But you'd seem to be doing most of the talking, but go ahead.
You got something to say? Say it.
Well,
are you recording this conversation?
No, this conversation's on the air.
Are you recording this conversation? I did not give you permission to record this conversation.
I'm not recording this conversation. The conversation is on the air. It's on. Somebody else might be recording it. I don't know. I can't really divulge that.
Norton?
Yeah.
You don't go rogue on me. I go rogue on you. You got that?
Don't threaten me, man.
I don't think
you know who you're messing with.
Yeah. I know your GPS coordinates. I know what you text into your phone, okay?
You say you know who you're messing with, and you say you know my GPS coordinates, but I could be phoning this in. I could be on Skype. I could be like at the ultimate of the high-tech, whatchamacallit. I could know Jay Lee.
You want me to give you Jay Lee's coordinates?
Hey, look, you know, Jay Lee's a friend of mine.
I'm ahead of you.
Don't bring him into this.
Let me tell you something. I'll say it again. You don't go rogue on me. I go rogue on you. I'm going to tell you what time slot I want. Are we clear about that?
Okay, what time slot you want?
Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till noon.
I think you already have that, just not on this station.
But I want more. I'm not trying to sell you on anything, okay? I'm completing an objective. I think that you'll realize, Norton, that the decision's already been made. This is already going to happen. I'm just asking you if you want to be a part of that.
And if it doesn't happen, what?
That's not a possibility.
Who is
Think
this?
Of another outcome.
Hey, bring it on, Turkey. Come on, Caitlin, get in here.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Bring the phone, Zapper.
You're in trouble now.
Hey, could you hold this for me for a minute?
Hold what? What do you want me to hold? You want me to...
Please.
Hold this? Okay. I'm holding that now. Is this a microphone? Do you want me to speak in the whoa.
Turkey.
Hello, Brad. Brad, are you still there? I didn't think so. Anyway, he was not the scheduled guest. I give up. It's been the Inner Side Radio program from the Inner Side Radio Network. And I'll see y'all next week.
When you know history, you know that governments lie. As I. F. Stone said, governments lie all the time. Well, not just the American government. It's just in the nature of governments. Well, they have to lie. I mean, governments in general do not represent the people of the societies that they govern. And since they don't represent the people, and since they act against the interests of the people, the only way they can hold power is if they lie to the people. If they told people the truth, they wouldn't last very long. The interests of the government and the interests of the people are not the same. It's very important to know this because the culture tries very hard to persuade us that we all have a common interest. If they use the language, national interest, there's no national interest. There's their interest and our interest.